This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number, 855-453. We're talking about Mark's interaction with the Border Patrol. For those of you just tuning into the show, we spent the first hour really digging into the audio of this video that is available right now. If you go to freetalklive.com and click the FTL blog, you'll see it as the top post. It's also up on our Facebook and Twitter. And you can watch it. It's about 5 minutes long. It's you, Mark, and your family actually interacting with Border Patrol agents. They stopped you, and you did not answer their question about citizenship. They want to know, are you a U.S. citizen? You did not satisfy them with an answer to the question, but ultimately, after being ornery and refusing to process, basically, they waved you on and specifically told you that he believes you're a U.S. citizen because you are standing up for your rights. That was the evidence that he used to...
He's got all the evidence in the world that I'm a U.S. citizen. There's a Florida license plate on the car. I sound like a guy from the United States.
None of those things are evidence of citizenship.
They're circumstantial evidence. Sure.
They want to, first of all, when I cross the border...
Me saying I'm a U.S. citizen isn't really evidence either.
No, that's true. You're right about that. And it is an opportunity for them to peek into people's cars and
this is the drug checkpoint.
Yeah, to do other things like that. So you're welcome to share your thoughts on the Border Patrol, or you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Skype username is LRN.FM, and we're going to go back to William, who is with us in Colorado. And William, you told us that you tried to not answer this very same question. Were you alone, by the way? Or no, you weren't alone. You were on a Greyhound bus, right? So they stopped the Greyhound bus. You were one of the passengers, probably the only one, who refused to answer their citizenship question. They then said, come with us, and put you into a jail cell where 10 minutes later, some supervisor came and began to lecture you. Is that to about catch our listeners up?
Yeah, basically.
So tell me about that lecture. What was it that he was telling you?
Well, it started out with him kind of trying to moralize, like saying, aren't you, like, I can tell you're a citizen. Aren't you proud to be a citizen? Aren't you proud to be an American? And I was like, well, not in the sense that I think it makes me better than someone else. It's not from here.
Right, and why, even if you have pride, I mean, this is the playing the patriotism card on you. Well, you know, a patriotic American citizen would do whatever the hell the Customs and Border Patrol asks them to do. Well, I contend to the opposite. A proud patriotic American would say, look, we've got 200 and something years of law in this country that says that you need reasonable, articulable suspicion to ask me to detain me. And you have not articulated any of that suspicion upon being asked. So I would say that you, in fact, sir, are the bad American because you are working to grow the government. Thomas Jefferson said that it is the nature of the state to grow. And that was a warning about people like you, bad Americans, with uniforms and combat boots.
So what happened then? So he gives you this lecture. You're still in the cell. The Greyhound bus, do you even know if it's still out front? Can you see out a window?
Basically, he came in and he started lecturing me, telling me I was a citizen. And then they basically kicked me out and made me leave. And then I did a federal lawsuit. So I kind of have researched the legalities of it a little bit. If you guys want to look at the case, I wouldn't know if I'd call it a case, but the Supreme Court opinion, Martinez Fuerte, that's kind of the one you want to look at if you want to know the Supreme Court take on it.
That's your case?
Can you summarize the Supreme Court's take on it?
It wasn't my case. My case got dismissed. The judge was basically totally corrupt. And basically one...
Not your case. The Martinez Fuerte case. You're claiming that there's case law. I'd like to hear it.
Was a decision of the United States Supreme Court that allowed the Border Patrol to set up permanent or fixed checkpoints on public highways leading to or away from the Mexican border, and that these checkpoints, in our opinion, are not a violation of the Fourth Amendment. But
what? Well, that's because they're not, well, I guess they're not actually performing an actual search, so that's how they can get around that one. But so you challenged them, and the judge dismissed the case. What was his basis for dismissal?
They literally didn't give any grounds. I also did a FOIA request that never got answered. And,
wow.
They never even dealt with the FOIA. Part of my lawsuit was the FOIA claim, which they never even addressed.
What was the reaction from the people when you got back on the bus, presuming it was still there waiting for you?
It wasn't waiting.
It was kind of like a shaming reaction, like, you know, like they were aghast that I would... challenge.
I'm amazed they waited for you.
Yeah, I'm amazed they waited for you, too. And this is the funny thing is that whenever you take a stand like this, these people were upset because their bus trip was slowed down.
It's a Greyhound. Oh, my God. It takes forever to get anywhere.
Indeed. But it would have taken, you know, say an hour less if he would have gotten in. They're upset because of that. But, you know, they act like it's your fault.
Mm.
You know, this is the this is the old experiment with the monkeys going after the bananas that we've heard about, where you know, at some point, if you train monkeys by splashing them with water whenever one of them goes for bananas, at pretty some point or another, they're always going to beat up the monkey that goes after the bananas
if the others are getting splashed with water.
Right. I mean, the idea is that a group punishment causes you know, humans to react in a certain way,
yeah,
which is to go after the person who caused the problem, not the people doing the punishment. And it's a fascinating study in human behavior.
William, great call, man. Thanks for sharing your story with us here tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number for you is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Christopher's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Well, Mark, first off, I want to say you're my...
Hey, you're a little muffled, dude. Are you talking straight into your phone? Are you on a headset or something like that?
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, a little bit. Go ahead.
I want to say, Mark, you're my hero, first off.
Oh,
thanks. This is awesome. I kind of had a similar situation where I was going to Texas, and now I was military, and I was actually just coming off Fort Hood. And got pulled over, and they asked, you know, are you an American citizen? Now, I'm not in my uniform at the time, and I said, well, what do you think? And sure enough, they detained me. They put me in the back of the car, ran my information. Well, they sent me on my way, but, you know, I just thought I'd say I had a similar situation.
Well, thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate
it. Happening all the time.
Christopher, yeah, it happens to a lot of people. And the intimidation tactics are different. With you and your family, it was to surround you with men and cameras. With the last guy, it was put him in the back of a cruiser. And then the other dude was to lock him in a jail cell for 10 minutes.
If you're a single man, I suspect you're going to get it a little worse than if you're a family guy, because they understand that you know what they're doing to the family. There's a 7-year-old in the back watching cartoons.
Yeah, you can hear him playing with his DVD player or something like that.
Yeah, you can. He was watching Open Season. He was really into that movie right now.
But I think that, you know, that's part of why I think what you did was inspirational, Mark, because, you know, like I said, there's been a zillion of these videos. I mean, not a zillion, but there's been a number of these videos of refusals at checkpoints. And, you know, sometimes it goes pretty swimmingly. They'll just wave somebody through after they're frustrated with them not answering. And then there was the one guy, was it a pastor or something, who was, like, attacked physically. They dragged him through the window of his car or something like that, and, you know, beat him. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get out of this circumstance. So I think that you doing this with your family in your car, I think, was particularly inspirational to some folks, because some people see having a family as the end of activism. Like, oh, now I've got a kid. I can't put myself on the line. I can't take any kind of risk. And in this case, you did that, and your family backed you on it, although I don't know if Jack really understood what was going on. Your wife certainly backed you in this particular case.
I think Jack just doesn't like conflict, generally.
Yeah, I can't blame him. But you did great. Let's continue, though, with your calls here and thoughts. We've got Julian on the line in South Carolina. Julian, go ahead. Julian in South Carolina, going once. Julian in South Carolina. Hi there. That's you. You, are you Julian?
Yes, I got a question.
Yes.
I'm studying a YouTube channel, and I don't know how to start yet. So I'm trying to see if you can give me some advice.
How to start a YouTube channel, like, from scratch?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. But we got to find out from you, Julian, what is your vision for this YouTube channel? What is it that you want to do? It's Free Talk Live. GCN is supposed to be playing some commercials here. I don't know what's going on. So we're going to presume we're still on the radio.
Hi,
there we go.
I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can call in about the Border Patrol, Mark refusing to answer the citizenship question. Is he a bad boy for doing that? Should good Americans be obedient? 855-450-FREE.
That's certainly what the Customs and Border Patrol agent was saying, and I...
Then later he called you a good, he said you were a good citizen because you were standing up for your rights.
And then thanked me for helping law enforcement.
Yeah, it was very bizarre. Very mixed messages.
What else could he do?
So
he might as well try to turn it into something good, right?
Yeah, 855-450-FREE.
We're all here trying to help America, pal.
855-450-3733. I think he did handle it fairly well, all things considered. You know, he didn't lose his cool. He didn't
he did what he had to do.
He didn't yell at you or anything like that. WENG, by the way, welcome aboard to Englewood, Florida's WENG 1530.
Always up to no good.
And 107.5, so an AM-FM combo there in Englewood, which
I've been there.
Fairly near to where you and I were born back in the day, Mark.
Yeah, yeah. It's I've been to the studio. A friend of mine was the general manager there at a time, and I went down to see him.
You know, you were commenting a few moments ago off the air about how we used to get questions from young people about how to get into radio. We've been doing this show now since 2002, and every now and then we'll get a phone call from some young-sounding person, like Julian was just on the line a few moments ago. Unfortunately, he dropped off while we were away for a moment. And, you know, he was asking how you start a YouTube channel. And I said, well, it's a sign of the times, right? I mean, here we are in 2016. The kids these days, they aren't into radio. They're into to YouTube. The YouTube stars.
You can make money from the house.
Right, know? Right. Well, I mean, that's what we do. But you know, YouTube stars. Do you follow any of the YouTube YouTubers, as they're called, Mark?
Yeah, I've got, you know, there's some channels I watch.
Give me one of them.
I don't Skullgrim and what he does, knives and swords.
There's so many, and some are obviously more popular than others. I like the Slow Mo Guys channel. I love their videos. They're so cool.
Is this more of the pranking stuff?
No, Slow Mo Guys. No,
Slow Mo stuff. Yeah,
the Slow Mo Guys. They have a $50,000 Phantom Flex camera that records at ridiculous frame rates, to where they can only record for a few seconds and fill an entire SD card. Yeah. But they filled so many frames onto that card, it's just amazing slow mo of like things blowing up and things, you know, crumbling.
I like the bullet passing through the water.
The
water. Yeah.
So there's cool stuff in there. Anyway, unfortunately, Julian did drop off the line, but I wanted to answer his question anyway because I feel like it was a good question. He said, well, how do you get started with a YouTube channel? Starting the channel is easy enough. Anyone with a Google account has essentially, you know, they can enable their YouTube side of that account and then start uploading videos. The tricky part is to get people to pay attention to your videos, and there are probably hundreds of thousands of people toiling away in relative obscurity on YouTube compared to the relatively popular ones, of which there are probably thousands of relatively popular channels. So obviously a lot of young people today, they're growing up on YouTube. They know YouTube stars more than like TV stars. You know, Jay Leno or whoever it is hosting The Tonight Show these days. I think they replaced him with somebody. You know, this shows how what level of attention I pay to it. And I'm from, you know, Generation X, basically. But, you know, young people today, they don't know a lot of that stuff. They know the YouTube stars, so that's what they want to emulate. That's what they want to become. But, of course, breaking in would require something probably to go viral. I mean, you can build slowly over time by posting videos and, you know, posting those around on your social media, sharing them with friends. But obviously there's a certain point of saturation where you don't want to be a pest. You don't want to be spamming your videos out to people because then they're going to unfriend you and they don't want to see your posts anymore. So you've got to find wherever the line is and try not to cross it. You don't want to offend people with your self-promotion, but ultimately someone's got to toot your horn and you're the best person.
It's going to be you
for the job there. So make the videos, start putting them out on a regular basis. Figure out a production schedule, right? So once a week, that's a good start. It's not enough for a real pro channel. They, you know, these channels with the hundreds of thousands or millions of subscribers are usually putting out content probably more than once a week. Like the React channel, they're out 5 days a week. They're putting out content.
Good.
Start slow, and that way you can kind of learn video. You can, learn the craft of making video. It's fun to watch. Sometimes the YouTubers will go back and they'll watch their first video because they have these react videos where people will react to different things on the internet and make a video of them reacting to watching things on the internet. And so they'll watch their own first video from like 2 years ago when they were total noobs on YouTube and, you know, didn't know all the stuff that they know now. And, they're embarrassed by the quality that they put together. So it's...
I'm sure that would be really odd if we went back and reacted to our first show that we did in Sarasota in 2002.
So, you know, so keep at it. You know, you're going to get better over time. The better the quality is, the more likely it's going to go viral. And, of course, you know, general rule for YouTube, keep it short, right? People don't like with the low attention spans of young people on YouTube. I think I've heard 2 to 5 minutes is the general recommended length for if you want something to go viral. It's not going to go viral if it's a half hour or 10 minutes or something like that. It has to be short. But by no means am I an expert on this, right? Like, my most popular YouTube channel is Free Keen, and I think we're scraping close to 10,000 subscribers. So by no means am I an expert, but I can tell you that I do know how to put content out on a regular basis, and I'm, I guess, relatively okay at promoting it.
I think that, you know, YouTube, in a lot of ways, for me, what YouTube is it's informational. I use it to study the things I'm interested in studying and watching, and so... If you can put out something that's about which you are an expert, because maybe you're an expert on something, and then you can, you know, go from there. One thing I hate, though, is these channels that do that intend to do that, right? They'll give you, you know, the 10, you know, craziest things about world history or something like that. And then they get a talking head. So they got this talking
just head. Someone yammering into a camera for 10 minutes.
Well, it's not just that; it's that they picked somebody as their spokesperson.
Okay,
right? Like, so there's this one where this guy has this Cockney accent. To me, it's clawing, right? It's desperate to get to bring on a Cockney. Well, what's the most popular? Okay, he's going to be talking, so he's going to have an interesting accent. What's the most popular accent we can find? A Cockney. Somebody find me a good looking Cockney. Bring him in here, and we're going to put him on. It's ridiculous. Or the hot chick, right? That one, too. It's just...
Your average new YouTuber isn't going to be able to hire someone to come in, though, right?
I know.
That's not very helpful.
There was a libertarian video out there. I think it was called Prax Girl or something.
Is she not around anymore?
I don't know whether she is or not, okay. But I'm talking crap right now, so they can go ahead.
Okay.
What they did was it was two guys put together the channel, and they're like, you know what would make us get watched?
Girls.
This hot girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
And... It just, I don't know, to me it's a little demeaning, and it's sexist.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want, and it looks like the Prax Girl channel hasn't had a video uploaded in a year.
Okay.
Let's go to, I believe we have Doug in Illinois. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, you know what really made me irritated, made my blood boil when I heard Mark talk about how the Border Patrol agent pretty much implied being patriotic. Then the gentleman from Colorado called, and he talked about that again. And he talked about how when he got back on Greyhound coach, it had been more like they played into the natural tribal behavior of people. Of, you know, well, you made everybody late. You know, and I think that the government, that can be what they do. They play people to further their agenda for more control. You know, if a Border Patrol agent were to tell me I'm not patriotic...
Hold that thought, Doug. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hey, guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com where the first 30 days are on us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can get your online shopping taken care of over at shop.freetalklive.com. A great way to get the stuff that you would normally buy through Amazon, for instance, and get Free Talk Live a portion of the sale. It's the same great prices you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate links at shop.freetalklive.com. And there are links there for Amazon UK, Canada, and US. So click into the right one for you and get your shopping taken care of. Shop.freetalklive.com. We got Doug back on the line here. Doug, you were saying, before we had to jump away there for a moment, that if the Border Patrol were to tell you that you're not patriotic, because you're referring to the interaction that Mark, our co-host here, had with the Border Patrol, go ahead with what you would do.
Equate being patriotic to being compliant. I mean, I don't really put much faith into a comedian, but to quote George Carlin, you know, I'm not one of the people where they drag out the American flag and I get all teary-eyed. I don't even get up for the pledge. For the fact that I will not pledge that I am allegiance to a government where they claim ownership of my body, they can have me go to war anytime, they claim ownership of my money, you know, my hard work, they claim ownership of my private property, and I should be loyal to a government like that. It can be like being loyal to a drug cartel or the mafia, you know, and they play into that hand of being, you know, patriotic to try to control people and get them to do what they want them to do. It can be the very thing that they do in North Korea, that they do in Russia, that they do, you know, all throughout the world. You know, when you're dealing with a totalitarian government, they play that identical card. Now, I'm not claiming that the American government is their equivalent to North Korea, but we're heading down that road little by little.
It's a difference only in degrees. And it's actually, if you look at the North Korean government, and I've looked at, you know, a number of documentaries, whatever, I've learned enough about it, I think, to have an opinion. And you look at the way they behave, ultimately, you know, you could say, oh, yeah, Kim Jong-un, bad guy. You know, he's got all these prison camps. No doubt, that's bad. And there's a lot of bad things about North Korea. But Kim Jong-un doesn't have the ability to go around the world invading other countries. That he has not done. So in that way, the U.S. government is much worse as far as, you know, invading the rest of the world and having 1,000-plus military bases in 130-plus countries around the globe. So there are ways where Barack Obama has far more power over other people than does Kim Jong-un. And I suspect there are far more people in jail or prison in the United States than there are in North Korea. Yeah,
unless you
well,
count everybody in North Korea as being in jail, and I don't know whether I'd pick going to North Korea or going to jail in the United States.
We actually do. We're number one in the world for people that are in jail. I mean, we're number one in the world for it.
It's also hard to get statistics out of North Korea, so it's hard
unless you consider North Korea entirely to be a big giant jail.
But yeah, it is basically a difference in degrees. Doug, thanks for your call and the perspective tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Now, you can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live, and right now there are a lot of people dealing with a snowstorm on the eastern side of the United States. We managed to miss it here in New Hampshire thus far. Brian, you're on listening in Indianapolis. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I'm calling to discuss my concerns related to the way New York State prepared for the winter storm. I cannot recall the full quote, but I overheard on the radio the governor and mayor declaring the roads closed. Can they do this? I assume police officers, doctors, and other essential travel is permitted. How do they determine who's allowed to travel on the road?
You get pulled over and interrogated, would be my guess.
From the tone of his voice, he was all but declaring martial law.
Yeah, they love this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
this makes them feel important when there's a natural disaster, and they can, you know, talk about how the government's there protecting you, and you know, we need the government to tell us not to go out and do things.
From a legal standpoint, they consider driving and thus the use of the roads to be a privilege as opposed to a right. Now, of course, they mandate that you pay for these roads whether you drive or not, right? Like, so a little old lady, 100 years old, living in her house, has to pay property taxes to maintain the roads, the town and county roads and state roads and things like that. So, you know, it's not, I would argue with legitimately whether it is a privilege, but they claim it's a privilege. So, yes, they can, from a legal standpoint, disallow everyone from driving on in an emergency. And I got to say, I've seen people out. As a person with a big F-350 four-wheel drive, I've seen some of the dumbest things happen on the roads of here in New Hampshire.
Well, Mark, should the New Hampshire government start to restrict people's ability to go out on the roads when it's snowing? Because generally New Hampshire doesn't do that. You'll see Massachusetts, you'll see other states, New York, D.C., there's other areas right now that are doing it where there's a total travel ban. Usually the official governmental position in New Hampshire is, you know, be careful. But well, we recommend you don't go out.
I can tell you this. I don't know whether we are legally mandated. My fire department is legally mandated. The one I am a member of is legally mandated to go save the dumb person who has ended up in the ditch and is dying. But I know we will go.
Yeah.
And I would ask that person, who the hell do you think you are getting on the road endangering my life, my friend's life?
Aren't you the guy in the ditch? I mean, can't you have some empathy?
Have I gone into a ditch before? Yeah, I was stuck on the road. I have got some empathy for that. However, I called a tow truck and got myself out. Like, no firefighter to come. And the only cop that came because they saw me.
Yeah.
Right? And I wasn't in a ditch. I was
right. You were on the side of the road. You were embanked on a snowbank. Brian, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
No, I mean, I can tell you a couple years ago in Indianapolis, the mayor asked all businesses be closed. We chose not to close.
What's your business?
It's perfectly fine. It's a convenience store.
Yeah, I think it's important to have a convenience store open in a situation like that, especially if you still have food on the shelves. People are going to want to come.
They'll accept certain businesses, and I think convenience stores should be one of those businesses. But they will not give me trouble about going to work because I'm on the radio, and that's considered to be sort of a utility.
Hey, Brian, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up because there are people dealing with these curfews, not the right word, but road bans or whatever you want to call them, prohibitions on driving at the moment. And, of course, if you want to share anything about your experience with the snowstorm so far, I checked the headlines before we started the show here tonight. 30 inches, I think, some places have gotten. Thus far,
and it's supposed to be awful.
And the snow is still falling. So our toll-free number is 855-450.
Global warming.
Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Taking you off speakerphone here.
Good idea. Always sounds better when you do that.
Sorry. Okay. I wanted to. You remember the big rally in early 2009 at the State House when a state legislator proposed a bill that hinted at secession?
Yeah. I don't remember it, no, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, that was something that I think may sort of repeat itself to some extent. I don't think it'll be as big, but the sort of the same crowd is holding a rally related to an issue that's not getting enough attention, and that is the federal takeover of lands in New Hampshire. This is related to the Bundy Ranch. It's sort of, well, not the Bundy Ranch, but the Oregon takeover of that federal facility. This is sort of connected to that, and they seem to be people who are a little bit supportive of that concern, at least.
So, what's the proposal exactly? I'm not clear on that.
Well, the proposal I'm talking about is the proposal to have there's going to be a rally on February 3rd. At the State House.
For what purpose?
To protest the behavior on federal lands and or the existence of federal lands and or the possible expansion of federal lands, if that makes
sense. Okay. So this is just a protest. It's not backing up some piece of legislation that's been proposed or something?
This is the interesting part. The press release doesn't make it really clear. It says, quote, that James McConnell, sponsor of legislation to enforce current federal and state laws, unquote. So there's like a law to, it's a law to make them follow the law. I'm not very excited about the law, if that's even what the rally is directed toward, but I'm guessing that if they're rallying at the State House, that bill must
I would love out. For someone to put forward some kind of take back bill, like some sort of legislation that basically says, okay, federal government, you don't need any more lands here anymore. If you get your military base, all right, we'll let you keep that one. But we're just going to go ahead and annex all of your federal parks and other federal property. I think that would be a fun one. Hey, thanks, Dave, for your call. I'm sure you'll let us know how it goes. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you want to talk secession, you can.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We
use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Everything from standing up for your rights when being harassed by nosy Border Patrol agents. You did that, Mark, and the video is up on our Facebook and Twitter and the website freetalklive.com. If you want to see it on the site, just go to freetalklive.com and click the FTL blog to switch to that tab there, and that will reveal the story with your, I guess, your story that you wrote along with it. That's the one way you can get Mark's blog post over at freetalklive.com. So go and check that out. Or, you know, not just standing up for your rights, we've also discussed other issues here tonight. The idea of pandering, the government pandering to patriotic sentiment in order to make people who are disobedient, people who are non-cooperative, as you were non-cooperating with the Border Patrol, you were not answering their question about citizenship. And one of our other callers said he had a similar situation, but he was on a Greyhound bus, was detained for 10 or 15 minutes in a jail cell by the Border Patrol while they lectured him and then ultimately ended up letting him out. Amazingly, the bus was still there waiting when he got out, which was a surprise. And so the people on the bus were then upset at the dude because he stood up for his rights. Now, in a world that I want to live in, the bus would have erupted into applause,
right,
for what he did. But, of course, then everyone on the bus in the world I would have lived in would not have cooperated either. And then what is the Border Patrol going to do? Put the whole bus in the holding cell? Because numbers make a huge difference.
Makes a huge difference.
Right. When you've got activists together, it makes a huge difference. I can't explain to you how important it is to concentrate activism together. Luckily, I'm not the only one who feels this way. There are now over 19,500 people who have signed up for the Free State Project, people who, like us, love the ideas of liberty. People who are actually willing to do something about it, like you did, Mark, standing up for your rights, even in the most, you know, common situation. This is a common situation for people on the southern, you know, border areas. This wasn't actually the border. This was within 100 miles of the border. You were in El Paso.
Right.
And so people standing up for their rights, we want those people to come together. If they love liberty, if you understand what freedom means, your right to be free, to live your life how you want, so long as you respect other people's right to live their life how they want. As long as nobody's committing aggression against anyone else, then that's the kind of society I want to live in. If you are that way, if you're a libertarian, a voluntarist, if you love freedom, you really should go and check out the Free State Project, because time's running out at this point. You've got maybe a week and a half before the Free State Project completes its goal of getting 20,000 people to sign its statement of intent and pledge to make the move, as we did, here to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. If you want to be part of that first 20,000, that historic 20,000 number, then go to freestateproject.org, get signed up. If you want to come up here and see what it's like, then join us for the Liberty Forum. It's happening February 18th through the 21st. Mark, you'll be attending.
Yes, I will.
We'll be broadcasting live from that event, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. It's an awesome convention that the Free State Project throws. Edward Snowden is going to be the keynote speaker, and I'm super excited because we get to watch it this year, Mark. I don't know if you heard this, but we learned this while you were away. Edward Snowden is going to be speaking because he's in Moscow, so you know, his time schedule is a little different. He'll be speaking at 4 in the afternoon, I think like 4:50 or 4 o'clock, somewhere in the 4 o'clock range. And normally we have to work during the keynote speeches because they're usually at 7 o'clock Eastern time at these events. So we get to watch Edward Snowden.
That's awesome.
Which I'm pretty excited about. NHLibertyForum.com, February 18th through the 21st. It's coming up fast. Lock your tickets in while you still can. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. Josh is in Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Josh.
Hello?
Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it? I had a question about child support.
Yes, sir.
You know, once you actually sign that document that actually has you getting or giving money for child support, you're shot already. Can you do anything to get out of that?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Yes. Okay, so I know a guy who is in a situation where he and his... I don't know if it's an ex-wife or ex-girlfriend. The girls, his baby's mamas, are willing to exit this child support agreement, but he has to get their consent too. So as long as your ex is willing to go ahead and sign off on an agreement, at least here in New Hampshire that's how it works. I can't speak for Hawaii. But as long as all of the parties involved in the child support agreement are willing to sign off and, you know, they have to go to the office. You can't just come in with a piece of paper and say, yeah, this is my wife's signature. She says she wants off child support. So they'll probably have to go into the office and sign some sort of affidavit saying, yeah, you know, I'm not being coerced, and I am willing to exit this child support agreement, and then that will get you off, or you know, get you off the state's radar, because then at that point they're not involved in that particular process. You've come onto a private agreement with this other person, and you intend to honor that. So I think that's the way that that you need to approach it. Josh, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it, and good luck. Not that I'm an attorney. That's just what I've heard from somebody who's in a similar situation. Let's go to Matt, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Matt. Wait a minute. This is Dave in New York. Why lie about your name, Dave in New York?
I said mad, as in mad, angry.
Oh, you're mad. Okay, what? Well, of course, you're always mad. What are you mad about tonight, Dave?
Let's see. My next-door neighbor owes me money, and he has yet to refuse to pay me.
He has yet to refuse to pay you.
So he has not refused to pay you?
First of all, Mark, I'd like to say welcome back, because I don't like listening to Darrow. So, Mark, welcome back. It's nice to see you, so
that's
welcome
so
back.
So much better than you threatening to kick my butt.
My next-door neighbor, he is within walking distance. I can walk outside, walk to his building, knock on his door. I don't know when he's home, when he works, or whatever.
I thought you lived in an apartment building.
Wait.
I thought you lived in an apartment building. Did you move?
Yes, something like that. Anyway,
Well, then you said you don't walk outside. You're walking down a hallway, right?
No. I could walk outside, walk to his door, and, you know. But anyway, back in December, he came to me and asked me for a ride to somewhere or whatever. And, you know, I said, you know, he said, I asked him for gas money. He said he would pay me, and yet he hasn't. And now...
How much is he going to pay you?
Well, the original amount was 20, and then when I saw him again, the amount changed to 40 because I increased it because, you know,
No, you don't get to do that.
When you don't pay a bill, you increase the amount. No, Dave, you don't get to do that.
No, I'm going to put you on hold now because you're just going on and on. But when you have an agreement with somebody, in this case it's a verbal agreement, so that's, you know, usually a problem, because then if somebody changes the terms or forgets what the terms were in the first place, then you've got a disagreement, and it's hard to really work that stuff out. It's not going to fly in front of Judge Judy, okay, if you get this verbal agreement. You want to have the terms written down. And if you have the terms written down, then you don't get to change the rate. You've signed a contract saying, you know, Joe, you owe me 10 or 20 bucks by, you got to pay me back by this time. If there isn't a payback by that time, you can have in the contract that the rate goes up. But if your original agreement was, oh, you just owe me 20 bucks for gas, you don't get to come back around and say, hey, you're late, you owe me 40. Am I right about that, Mark?
I would say that if you're talking about a sort of a person-to-person loan that's verbal, that's true. Yeah. Unless there were provisions in it at that point you need documentation.
Right. If there's provisions, you've got to have it written down. Yeah. I mean, generally you should have things like this written down if you're serious about loaning someone money. If it's just 20 bucks, look, if somebody needs 20 bucks and you loan them 20 bucks, don't expect it back. You just can't expect people to pay you back. I wish you could. Most of my experience with loans in life has not been very positive. Every now and then I will loan someone money and they will pay it back as they promise. But I tell you, it's like people, even your friends, will become and behave like different people when they owe you money. All of a sudden they're not answering your phone calls. All of a sudden they're not returning a text message. All of a sudden they're not, you know, they're trying to avoid you in public, things like that. And you thought this person was your friend and now they're treating you like this over 20 bucks. It sucks. I'm not saying that that I don't empathize with where Dave is coming from.
Oh, yeah, it stinks.
It can be very, very frustrating. But if you don't want it to happen to you, then you're going to have to say no. You have to learn how to say no to people and not hand out money hand over foot. So next time, you just have to tell the guy, hey, look, you need another ride. I'll give you another ride, but you got to pay me up front. You got to, one, pay me back for the ride you didn't pay me for previously, $20, not $40. The agreed amount, and then further, pay me in advance for this ride. Otherwise, I'm sorry, you're going to have to call somebody else. Call Uber. Yep. All right. So thanks for the call there, Mad in New York. Appreciate it. Let's go to Laura. She's in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Ian. Okay, so it's your turn to do a public service announcement pertinent to your local area, okay? I am a big supporter of a presidential candidate for president this year, and I posted an 8-foot by 4-foot, well, whatever, this is about freedom, so do it. I posted an 8-foot by 4-foot sign for him on my home. I'm only going to identify my home as being on Washington Street. This is a townhouse, a rental, okay? It has a private front yard, private fence, private side yard, an entrance that is only used by me, a private porch, etc. On the sixth day that sign was up, I got a call from the landlord's rental agent.
I want to hear the rest of the story, Laura. We'll talk to you here. Stand by. If you can hang through the news, I want to bring you back for the full story. This is Free Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts with us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. What did her landlord tell her? We'll find out.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.